Save big on your landscaping project now at Menards. Whether you're installing a patio or a new retaining wall, Menards has the blocks you need to get the job done right. We carry the largest in-stock selection ready to take home today. Stop in and get our 12-inch smooth patio block on sale now. Save big on concrete landscape blocks at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big.
Roy, I have a question and I want to ask you.
Yes, yes. I feel like you save a lot of good questions for the podcast. Like, yeah. I gotta wait to what crazy question you got today.
And the question is,
yes,
what one word would you use to describe yourself in elementary school, which is between ages 5 and 10?
Oh my God, dude. Oh, I'm so pissed.
Well, at him?
Yeah.
Why?
My elementary guy.
Why?
Okay, I was in ESL for like 2 years.
What's this again?
English as a second language.
Oh, yeah.
Because I, I'm Filipino and I moved here and I have like this accent. Couldn't pronounce Squirrel. I still can't pronounce Squirrel.
You know what I remember as a kid? And it's not racist because I was too young to be racist.
It's not racist. If you say it's not racist,
it's not racist,
guys.
Because I was too young to be racist. So this is just an observation.
Okay. Sure.
Every once in a while, I would have to go to the ESL classroom to get something for a teacher or to like relay something to a student grab something from.
Sure.
And you know, every year it was always like a different group. Sometimes there was like just different races, different people that like migrated and they're learning English. So they're taking that class.
In Kentucky. Was Kentucky at the time?
I think it was in Kentucky.
Sure. Yeah.
Kentucky. And North Carolina.
Okay. People migrated to Kentucky from other places.
So, growing up, I was maybe like 5 to 10 years old.
Oh, God.
And every time I went to that room, what?
So scared.
No, it's not racist because I didn't know what racism was yet.
Because you say it's not racist. Okay.
Yes.
Go ahead.
And I would go to the class and it would always smell, not in a bad way, it would always smell different. And I'm like, whoa. Okay. And that's where I learned that different cultures smell different, not racist. And that's how I learned it. Because every time I went to the ESL class, it smelled different. Sometimes.
And why do you think that is?
Because different cultures eat different foods and they have different environments and they have different scents around the house. So I'm like, oh, this is how I broadened my horizon as a kid.
And that wasn't what you were thinking back then.
That is what I was thinking. I was I remember thinking like, I wonder why it always smells like all the classrooms smell the same to me because it's like a big group of people. Uh-huh. But then when you put a bunch of people of one culture together, then
you're
it's
telling
like,
me
oh.
five-year-old Alec is like, oh, I understand. They're different.
Yeah, I was like, oh, people smell different. Different people smell different.
No,
yes.
You liar. No. I already know. Deadass. Alec said. This stinks in here. Let me get the stapler. Where's the stapler?
No.
Ew, you guys stink.
No.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's what you said.
I was like, we don't smell the same. That's really what I was like, oh, that's
it's
cool.
It's not racist.
It's not.
If you say it's racist.
Yeah, it's like if you go to like a different, like if you go to Sweden and you go to their house, their house is going to smell different than your house.
Of course. Yeah.
Yeah. See, not.
Well, anyways, I was one of those smelly kids that you were very, very interested about.
No.
And obviously I had to kind of adjust. And the thing is, as soon as I adjusted, I was third grade at the time, I had to move back to the Philippines.
No.
And then guess what I took there?
ESL?
TSL.
No, really?
Tagalog as a second language.
Really?
I'm like...
How long were you in ESL?
2 years.
And they converted you.
And they converted...
And then they had to convert you back.
Yes.
Because you couldn't speak your original language
exactly.
anymore?
Exactly. I'm
no
like, bitch,
way.
I just unlearned this language. To get it used to America. Now I have to relearn the language I unlearned
and then,
to get used to the Philippines.
And then,
as soon as I got used to the language, I moved back in the fifth grade.
No!
And I had not a crazy accent, but I had a mini accent.
Yeah.
So I was very confused, boy.
Yeah.
I was like, what the fuck am I? I remember I went to Adventure Landing. You know Adventure Landing?
Yeah. Wait,
it's like an arcade place in Raleigh. Yeah. And I was like trying to ask for quarters. And then freaking lady, the cashier, laughed at me because I was like, can I have 8 quarters? And she's like, say what? was like, no.
You're like, ESL so, failed me.
You know, I give my elementary school, if I had to give him one word, resilience.
Brazilians?
Brazilians, yep.
Because you don't,
Because I had no hair.
Do Brazilians not have hair?
Yeah, that's why it's called the Brazilian.
Oh.
No, resilience, dude, because I had to deal with that for so long. Okay, anyways, what would you give yourself one word
for
your elementary school side?
That was a good bring back, because I forgot even ask that question.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I had to.
Mine was a liability. I was just wandering. I would wander off. Like, I would ask to go to the bathroom, and they let me go to the bathroom, and I didn't come back for like 30 minutes because
you were busy in the ESL room smelling every student. Like, you smell like bun sip.
Mm-hmm.
This one smells like curry.
Curry.
Mm-hmm. And this one smells like bugs.
Okay.
Yes.
So
it's true. But I was like, I would go to the bathroom, and then I would like take the long way every time. And if there was no long way, I would just go around. Like, if my classroom is here and the bathroom's right here and there's a hallway that goes all the way around, I'll go all the way around to come back to class.
Why? Because you were just curious I guess adventurous.
Yep.
I
would always go to windows of other classes and wave to my friends.
Yeah.
And they would laugh and I would be like, boop, and then like elevator down.
Oh, yeah.
And then every single year. Oh, no, not in elementary school. We'll get to high school and middle school.
Okay, sure.
But elementary school, yeah. What, can you remember anything from kindergarten?
Kindergarten, yeah. My teacher's name was Miss Gardiner.
I had a Miss Gardiner, too.
For kindergarten?
No, I don't know about for kindergarten, but I definitely remember that name. I'm like, whoa, I had one, too.
The first thing I asked was like, do you own kindergarten? Because your name is Miss Gardiner.
I feel like if your name is Miss Gardiner, you have a 50-50 chance of being a teacher.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true. Like,
that's a common teacher last
name. I just remember
name.
Her name is Miss Gardiner. And I remember playing this one specific, you know, the thing in the playground with like four holes and then you throw like a little dodgeball and then you never know which hole is going to come out. It might go from the north side, east side, west side, south side.
Was this,
like a basketball.
Was this, Philippines or America?
No, America.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You don't.
No, I do.
You do?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then it looked like one, like, you know, on the show, The Recess, when it's like the announcement, and it's like, welcome to Recess.
Yeah, yeah.
And it looks like a speaker, but it's not.
Yeah, yeah. It kind of looks like that.
Yeah.
That was my favorite thing.
Really?
I was like, oh my God, this ball is so fun.
I used to go on the freaking merry-go-round in elementary school, and you know, it's just the metal one where you push it at Eno Valley, right?
Eno Valley, yeah. That's where I got my first fight.
Yeah, and you remember the merry-go-round?
Yes.
And sometimes we would be able to talk this like male teachers into going.
Oh,
and
they'd
be
spinning
like, vroom, as hard as they can. And until kids were like, my whole body was off. I was holding with my hands. And then you would fly like probably 3 or 5 feet.
That's a liability for sure.
Yeah, and he would do it for us every recess. And I freaking loved it. But then I see girls get flung off like crazy. And the guys are like bear hugging the poles.
Oh my God.
And I'm like, how's he not in trouble for this?
Yeah, I mean, at the time, you didn't think about that. Like, oh my God, you're so cool.
He was using all, his veins were popping, throwing.
Oh my God.
Because it's a big metal thing.
That was the same, I remember that. It was like the first thing you see in the playground, right?
It was my favorite thing to do.
That's where I got in my first fight.
On the merry-go-round?
Merry-go-round, yeah. We were just doing the merry-go-round. This guy called me Big Head. I got mad, pushed him off the merry-go-round.
Yeah.
We started punching each other.
And then teacher broke it up?
Yeah. And he got suspended. I didn't because obviously I'm ESL. An ESL.
Yeah.
They can't do that ESL student.
They're going to think it's because of smell.
They're going to think it's racist.
Yeah.
So that was fun.
Yeah, it was fun. And then I remember, let me think, elementary school?
Oh my God. And then you remember Tito Carl?
I do.
Oh my God, dog. So this is middle school. We'll get there.
Yeah.
Tito Carl.
Yeah.
Remember
we'll get there. Yeah, stick around. Not for retention reasons.
No, it's just trauma.
Yeah,
trauma. Okay.
So elementary school, I don't remember my kindergarten teacher, but I do remember one nap time, and I do remember one kid calling the teacher mom, and everybody laughed.
Oh.
And it's like, mom. And then, I think he raised his hand, and they're like, asked the question, what's 1 + 1? And he was like, it's 2, mom. And then everybody's like, oh. And I felt so bad for that kid.
Oh, no. Is it actually his mother?
No.
Ah.
But it's a kid. He said mom. He called that older lady mom, but it wasn't his mom.
Aww.
And I remember being like, whoa.
Why was it funny?
Because it's not his mom, and all the kids are laughing because it's like, oh, it's funny, you called her your mom. Not laughing, we're laughing at him, but not making fun of him.
Okay.
Where it's like, oh, we could have, anybody could have made that mistake,
yeah, of course,
but we've never heard that mistake happen.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it was awesome. I got thrown up once in high school. There's this weird redhead kid named Freddie,
mm-hmm.
and he was just like kind of wacky.
Yep.
And he...
It can't be a regular redhead? It had to be a weird redhead.
I don't know. Okay. I mean, he was just a wacky kid. Like,
yeah, yeah.
And he... I remember we had classrooms that conjoined because I went to a bilingual middle school or elementary school.
Sure.
So we would switch like half the day Spanish, half the day English.
Oh.
And then the classes were connected, but they had that big thing that you pull across, oh, and you can make them into, you know,
yeah,
about
the double rooms.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So
yeah,
we would open that sometimes if we had like a movie night or something. And I remember they were watching a movie. I was doing what I do. I was wandering because it was such a big open space because
yeah,
two classrooms combined.
Yeah.
So I'm wandering, and then he starts wandering too. And he wanders towards me, and he looks at me, and I'm like, what? And he throws up on me. He was sick, and he was walking away, and I just, and then when I stopped him, he stopped moving, and when he stopped moving, he's like, bleh, and I was like, oh, and it didn't get on my, it got on my arm and my shoulder, but I had clothes on, but I remember that's when I found out I don't like it when people throw up on me.
Oh my God.
Yep, it was the worst.
Trauma causing right there.
Did you ever, What would you say, like, if you were in a clique in elementary school, what clique would you be in?
ESL? The students who don't know their place, I guess.
I would be like the class clown, but also I feel like I was more rebellious as in elementary than I was in high school. Once I figured out humor better.
Yeah.
In elementary school, first grade, I was leaning in my chair and I was just like, and it wasn't super loud, but it was kind of loud, but I was zoning out, so I didn't even notice the sound I was doing it.
Uh-huh.
And I guess my teacher was having a bad day, and I'm 5, and this lady's like
5?
30.
Come on,
this lady's 30, and she's like, Alex, what are you doing? And I was like, oh, nothing. And I'm still going, because I still don't know what she's talking about.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then she's like, why are you leaning back in your chair? And I was like, I don't know. And then she was like, it's squeaking. And I was like, and I was like, oh, it is squeaking. And she was like, stop. And I was like, and then the class was like, and then I saw the class look at me, and I was like, whoa. And the teacher was like, don't. And I was like, and then she was like, Alex, one more time, and you're going to detention.
You say, yes, mom.
No. And I said, and then she laughed and she was like, you had to do it one more time. And I remember smiling, walking to the office, and I was like, that was awesome.
Yeah.
And I just thought, I was like, wow, I really like that. I was like, I have great comedic timing for a 5-year-old. This is gonna benefit me in the future for sure, somehow. I'm excited for my life.
You did not think that.
No, I didn't think that. But I did remember smiling, going to the office, and guess what? I took the long way.
You took the long way, and you ran into Tommy again, the redhead.
No, Freddy. Oh,
Freddy.
Freaking Freddy. Dang. Who's your first best friend?
His name is Lamardo Davis.
Oh.
It was funny. It was
Philippines, America.
America.
Okay.
It was the first grade. His name is Lamardo Davis. It was funny because, like, I think 3 years ago,
yeah,
I was having a conversation with someone. I was like, who is your best friend? I was like, oh, yeah. I wonder if he's on Facebook. So I added him on Facebook. I messaged him. I was like, hey, dude, remember me? He's like, yo, dude, I remember you. You gave me that Ponyta Pokemon card back in the day. I was like, yeah, dude, that was me.
I did the same thing.
Wait, for real?
Yeah.
For real?
I found him. Yeah, I was in Kentucky I think he was like my second or third grade best friend.
Yeah.
And he was my first best friend. And we said we were best friends. And I was like, oh, shit. And then I moved to North Carolina. It was probably like 10 years or 15 years later. And I get tagged in a first grade class picture that I guess one of the students posted. Sure. And they tagged everybody in it.
Oh.
So then we all got in the group chat and we're like, yo, what?
That's cool.
And like, what are you doing now? And they're like, oh, I'm in college at Kentucky. I live in Florida now. And I'm like, oh my gosh.
That's crazy.
Yeah. And then seeing their faces, you're like, oh, because you remember these stories, but it's hard to remember their
faces. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But as soon as you see it, it's like, boom, there's this.
Yeah, it's an older version.
You know who they are
hair,
immediately.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's crazy, man.
It's crazy.
Oh, I'm going to message him after this. Like, yo, bro.
I talked about you in the podcast.
Talk to the podcast, yeah. Bro. You ever want to, you know, get some Pokemon cards? Come through.
Yeah. So then I think fourth grade.
Yeah.
In between fourth and fifth grade. No. I think at the very beginning of fifth grade, we moved. So I was fifth grade. I made all these friends from kindergarten to fifth grade because you don't separate yet. You're in the same school.
Yeah.
I made all these friends. I was such a cool kid. Like, I was just like happy. I knew everybody. It was awesome. I was obviously the class clown. I had an identity. And then we moved. And I remember the last like couple weeks, like people crying and stuff. And I didn't understand. I was like, why? Because I never not been with them.
Yeah.
So I didn't understand that I'm not going to be with them anymore.
You don't see them ever.
Yeah. And
again.
That was crazy. Yeah.
That is wild, bro. I feel bad for Monette's brother.
Yeah.
Because they did the whole big move from like, they lived in Jersey.
Yeah.
And they moved to Florida. But he moved to Florida when he was a senior in high school.
Oh, you don't get to celebrate the ending.
The whole freaking life's work of just friends and then senior year Florida. That sucks.
Damn. I remember my class wanted me to give us
goodbye speech?
I can't remember. I think it was like a theater class or something, and we were supposed to have duets ready.
Oh.
And like not duets, but like a duo script.
Yeah.
Or something. Or I think the homework assignment was to like recreate a conversation between like a scientist and an astronaut or something.
Yeah, yeah.
And my partner didn't show up. And this was like the last day until I had to leave. Or he just was absent. And my teacher was like, okay, Alex and Caleb. And then I was like, she was like, oh, Caleb's not here. And then she's like, okay, Stephanie and... And I was like, no, I got it.
Oh.
And she was like, what? And I'm 10. I'm like, I got it. And I went up there and I did both parts.
Oh, shoot.
And I remember everybody was laughing. And that was the last memory I have of Kentucky fifth grade.
Laughing because it was funny or...
Yeah,
like,
they're just like, what is... Like, it's just... I was just doing both parts.
Oh.
And I would switch seats to answer myself. And then I would do it for like 5 minutes. So I was exhausted and they just thought it was funny. And Dang. That was my last memory of... Before I transferred.
Did that move, like, make you sad?
I think it sucked because then I went to... I finished fifth grade here,
yeah.
But I hadn't... So when I went to middle school, I didn't know anybody. Like, I wasn't like, oh, you're from my old school, or, oh, I'm so glad, I can't believe you came to this.
Oh, wait, you moved after fifth grade.
I moved in the middle of fifth grade.
Oh!
So I didn't know anybody in middle school, but if I was there and I went to middle school, I would have recognized a lot of
people. Yeah, of course.
Yeah, so, like, you did, right?
Yeah.
When you went to middle school, to Carrington, you were like, well, hey!
No, I moved to America when I was the beginning of fifth grade.
Oh.
Yeah, so at least I have...
Oh, so we had the same thing.
Yeah. And then went to Carrington, then we met each other.
Did you base all, like, you know when you're about to go to high school and you can, like, pick between, like, one or three, like, whatever's nearby?
Yeah.
And did you pick because your friends were going there too?
No, I picked it because that's where my district lives in.
Yeah, but usually there's, like, two. Like, usually there's one over here and one over here, so you can pick which one.
No, I had no choice.
Oh, you had no choice.
Yeah, it's like, yo, school bus goes to the house. Just go to that one, my parents said. I'm like, all right. Because you went to Riverside, right?
I went to Riverside. And then I moved to closer to the other one, but I didn't have to switch high schools, but I think we're like, let's just do it. Huh?
Why'd you switch schools?
I think just because it's closer, it's easier. Like, you have to go there every single day.
Yeah.
And instead of 20 minutes away, it's 10 minutes away.
Yeah,
so it's
just
easier. And it's like, oh.
So you picked to go to your other high school instead of the one I went to?
We did live near that one.
Oh,
but when
we moved, we didn't
have to switch high schools because we were already there. But I knew you were there and it was closer. And I was like, oh, like, we're already making videos at this time. So I was like, oh, it'll just be easier, and I could just...
Oh, yeah, true.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Because I remember when I went to your... Oh, we skipped middle school.
Okay, sorry.
But I remember going to your high school, and we got to talk about that.
Sure.
So middle school was Carrington.
Middle school was Carrington. That's where I first met you.
Yeah.
I think sixth grade, and you were seventh or something?
Yeah.
Or seven, eight, something like that.
Yeah.
Middle school. Oh, okay. So there was a... We lived in a district where the other middle school that I was supposed to go to,
yeah,
but it was kind of like... not good.
Yeah.
It's called Tuning Middle School.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So I remember we went to
I forgot about that name.
Yeah. Ew. We went to an orientation, and then my parents hated it. They're like, oh, yeah. Whoa. There's graffiti in the wall. And like, what the?
Yeah.
Like,
Tuning, I remember it was like the bad school.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
I
yeah.
think Jordan was like the drug school or something.
No, Jordan's fine. Hillside's the drug school.
Oh, Hillside. Yeah. 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 Yeah.
That's, yeah, anyways. But yeah, my parents hated it. So is this. Is this illegal? My parents used another address, so it made it seem like we were in the district where the nice middle school is. So that's why I ended up in Carrington Middle School instead of Tuning.
Was that a nicer middle school?
Yeah,
Carrington. It wasn't bad. Yeah, it wasn't bad.
Carrington's pretty lit.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I went to Carrington Middle School.
Yeah.
And that's where I found out I was a really fast sprinter.
Oh.
Yeah.
When I went to middle school, wait, why?
What do you mean?
Why are you so fast? Oh, because you were running to ESL?
Nah.
Why?
I don't know.
I'm fast. You're just fast? Did you ever run as a kid for some reason a lot more than normal?
No. I remember. Oh, we skipped this part. In the fifth grade, my class wanted to race. So everyone just raced, and I was the second fastest in the class.
There had to be something in your life that you did that you didn't realize you were slightly training for that. Because that's why,
Philippines.
What?
They walk a lot there? My neighbors had dogs.
Yeah.
And if you don't run fast enough, they would bite you and you get rabies.
Oh, yeah.
That's what happened. No, that's what happened.
Yeah, rabies is bad.
Because I had my cousins lived in the very back of the neighborhood.
Yeah.
And then in order to get to their house, we had to kind of outrun like these three dogs.
Yeah.
And so in order to do that, I had to run really, really fast.
And then you were the fastest in your grade?
Yeah, I guess so.
There you go.
The Philippines trained me for that, man. Yeah. Wow. Thanks, Philippines.
Middle school, I remember that's where girls started liking me, but I didn't like girls yet. Like, that's where, girls are a little bit further ahead.
Guys?
Yeah, they develop a little bit faster than guys. Oh, yeah. Like, they mature faster.
I remember I was in sixth grade. I had my first boner in school. I was like, whoa, these girls have boobies. I remember sixth grade. I was like,
wait,
what?
Sixth grade is 11? Yeah.
Something like that. I was like, wait, why are these girls have things on their chest now? I was a six-year-old me saying, like, oh, not six-year-old, grade six me. I was like, whoa. I remember there was a core member just walking to my other class. I was like, oh my God, these are nice. Yeah, I was like, whoa.
I remember
weird.
Like the popular girls were all the ones that developed early, like especially when you're 11, 12 and like 6, 7, 8th grade, middle school. And I was not interested. I didn't notice anything until like high school.
It's weird talking about this as adults.
Yeah.
We're like under perspective. We were okay, you get it. Okay. Yeah. Anyways.
But I just wasn't interested in girls. I was more interested in like competing, like playing games like basketball and stuff like that until high school. And then I was like, what's up?
Oh.
Yeah. But I remember I didn't have a growth spurt, and I always look young for my age, but I didn't have a growth spurt until I was like in junior year of high school, or like in between sophomore and junior year, 11th grade. So everybody's getting bigger. All the guys are getting muscular. All the girls were like getting bigger. And I was just this little Asian kid.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't, even when I did have a growth spurt, I was their height now, but then I looked like a kid still. So I always dated like one grade below me.
Oh, wow.
I feel I had to.
Because it matches your height.
Not only like the girls my age, they were like, oh, you look young.
Yeah.
I didn't find them attractive because they look old.
Oh.
So I was like, I got to date my age or like my maturity level.
Yeah.
Which was like one grade below me. So then we're at the same place. Yeah.
I actually really, really enjoyed middle school.
As opposed to what? High school?
Yeah, as opposed to high school.
Middle school, yeah. Middle school was fun.
Like a lot of people like hate middle school because it's like the awkward phase of their lives. Mm-hmm. I actually really enjoyed it.
I never minded any school, except for the school part.
Yeah,
but other than that, I loved going. I just wanted to go see my friends every day. I wanted to go make everybody laugh again. I thought of a new joke. I can't wait to get to class to do it tomorrow. I'm gonna do it in every class.
Yeah,
and the people that were in the previous class will be like, "That was going."
Yeah.
Then they kind of know that. Hey, you said that in the last one, but you made it better. I'm like, I tweaked it.
I see you. Yeah.
You know.
Me, I think middle school is when I finally had my groove on. I think eighth grade was my favorite.
Mm-hmm.
Just because I was like three, four years in America now. And I was like, oh, I understand what it is to be a middle schooler in America.
Mm-hmm.
And then guess what happened the year after?
What?
We had to go to high school.
Yes.
So you had to adjust again. That is so sucks, man. My whole life has been an adjustment.
Did you not like, wait, did you not like high school at all? Or like from the beginning to end, you didn't like any of it?
No, I actually really enjoyed freshman year.
Okay.
That's my favorite year.
Just reuniting with everybody and be like, oh.
No, I made new friends. I was very popular with the senior crowd.
Yeah.
I don't know why. Yeah.
Yeah. I think, it was nice having Aaron a year older than me because he did have a lot of guy friends. And I'm sure that probably helped me in school without even realizing it.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sure they protected me or they're like, hey, that's my boy's little bro.
Oh, really?
Like, I'm assuming because I just didn't really deal with too much bullying.
Yeah.
But also, I've had conversations with people and I tell them about some experiences and they're like, dude, that's bullying. And I was like, oh, I guess it's just your perspective then. I guess your perspective is how you interpret how your high school was.
Yeah.
Apparently, I was bullied, but I didn't see it like that.
You just see it as like playing.
Yeah. I was just like, oh, they're roughhousing, but I guess like I was being bullied.
Oh, I mean, bullies are, but the thing with bullies are, you know, they're probably dead. So.
Yeah, they're probably so dead.
Very dead.
Yeah,
sure.
They're probably so not alive. What's the worst bullying you witnessed?
The
like
what?
I've never even come close to seeing bullying like you see in movies or in
I
TV
have,
shows.
Bro.
Really?
It was that I witnessed.
You saw like a what's it when they put their head in?
Swirly.
You've seen that?
I've seen that in the
no
freaking
way.
High school gym class. They were like a year, a grade younger than me. They're bullying this boy. It's like three of them. And then
what?
Two of the guys were carrying the boy upside down. And then the other guy was like prepping the toilet and he gave him a swirly and
no
just flushed
way.
The toilet. Yeah, dog. It was messed up. They got in trouble though. Someone like rattled them out.
What were you
I
doing? Were you just
so
like
bad.
In gym class or something in the locker room or what?
It was in
the
locker room. I had to pee.
It was the locker room?
It was locker room.
Oh,
and
yeah.
They were just there just doing their thing. I was like, oh my God, bro, this is so up.
That's crazy.
I know. So.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. My kids are going to know how to handle that.
Yeah, me too.
Like, they're going to know how to handle that, and they're going to know how to handle your position, like, where they come in and they see that happening.
Oh.
And, like, because, like, as a kid, I don't know any kids that knew how to fight growing up, and my kids are not going to fight unless they have to.
Yeah.
But they're going to know how.
Mm.
Like, if I ever saw that, I feel like I would just probably get beat up because I would be in there.
Yeah, like Spider-Man.
Yeah,
like Spider-Man
I would have ran in there and got beat up.
Yeah, like, yeah.
I would have been in that toilet too if I scoot over.
Scoot over? No, bro. Yeah. No, nah, man. You'd be like, yo, I'm a Viltrumite. Get the
Yeah, I know about that. Oh, damn it.
Yeah, that's the bullying I witnessed.
There's nothing else?
That one was the freaking craziest. That was like, oh my God, this is a movie. They probably saw a movie the night before and like, oh, let's recreate that with everything. I remember the guy getting bullied. He was
crying.
Short, curly hair. I was like, dang, bro. Sorry, dude. He was crying.
Yeah, that is crazy. For that to, like, what? How do you deal with that? At such a young age.
I know.
It's like, how do you even comprehend or, like, that experience?
What would make people do that? I guess for pleasure. That's the only thing I could do. Like, it just makes them, like, laugh.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like it's just, like, how they grew up or, like...
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
But I've seen like little teasing or like one-liners or like some guy in the hallway would be like this and then the little kid will go like that. But
yeah.
Other than that, every once in a while, nothing really.
Yeah, that's the only one I witnessed. Let's see. Bullying with me, Matt Adams.
Freaking Matt.
Come on, Matt. Well,
I didn't
if you
even
watch
know.
This podcast.
I became like I'm still friends with him, but I didn't know. I wouldn't have I became friends with him because I thought he was your friend.
Oh,
that's how I met him through your
group. He was my friend,
but he was like the bully, your bully in your group.
He
was Cartman.
He wasn't a bully before.
Oh,
yeah, he used to be cool like in middle school.
Well, and he's like the Cartman because like I'm sure he wasn't bully as a kid, and then they grew up together, and then he just became the bully.
Maybe I don't know. Maybe he just like picking with me, man. It was crazy. Yeah, maybe he's just dealt with stuff.
Yeah,
I get it. I mean,
yeah. Oh yeah, he's dealt with a lot.
Yeah.
Especially like in adult life, I'm like, damn, man, I'm sorry.
Maybe
man.
In middle school and high school too.
Yeah, I'm sure there's other stuff, but
yeah, they have their reasons. I don't
so
blame
then,
them.
High school. I started at one high school. I went there for 2 years, and then I went to your high school.
Yes.
My high school was cool.
Riverside High School.
Riverside. It was like I had the same principal. Like every year I transferred from elementary to middle, to middle to high school, he would transfer to that school too.
No way. Yeah. He's following you.
Yeah. And, yeah. I thought we were friends, but I don't think we were.
Oh.
Because one time in the hallway, I was like, you know how there's a bunch of kids, like, all everybody goes.
Oh, yeah.
The hallway's full, shoulder to shoulder.
Sure.
Everybody's trying to squeeze in their lockers like this.
Mm-hmm.
And I see Mr. Key. And he's like 10
Mr. Key. Mr. I know
Key,
that name.
You remember from Middle Eno School. Valley? Oh, yeah, middle school too.
Yeah. He was Eno Valley? Okay,
so
got it,
So he would leave
it.
You and go with me the next year.
Oh,
so
wow.
So you had him for like 2 years.
In Carrington.
Yeah, in Carrington.
Whoa, that triggered my memory.
And so his name was Jimmy Key, and we call him Mr. Key, and he's the principal. And he's walking through the hallway, and I have a question. I can't remember what it is.
Yeah.
But I'm like 10 feet behind him, and there's like probably 10 kids in between us.
Yeah.
And I'm like, Mr. Key! And he doesn't respond, and we're still walking like, I'm just trying to get through the people. I'm Mr. Key! And he's not doing anything. So then I stop and I'm like, Jimmy! And then he stops and he turns around super slow and he's like, and he just like came straight at me and it was like he parted the students like a Moses. And he didn't even have to do anything. He's just like, and he's like, don't you ever call me that. That is inappropriate. I am Mr. Key. And I was like, all right. And then I was like, and that's how I got my first boner.
Speaking of boner, my high school principal, her name was Mrs. Boner.
Really? Oh, it wasn't Boner.
Mrs. Boner, yeah.
Yeah, but everybody called her Boner.
Yes, Boner.
Yes. I do remember the class under me, or I remember hearing about that.
Yeah.
I think from the other school. Yeah. And I was like, oh.
Well, we used to have his principal, rest in peace.
Yeah.
Not him, but. He looked like Chuck Norris.
Oh, Chuck Norris. Yes. What was his name?
Mr. Coakley.
Mr. Coakley.
Were you there for that time?
I think I had him for a year, or he left when I came there.
Got
like the
it.
Year before.
Yeah, he looked exactly like Chuck Norris.
He did.
Chuck Norris. Oh my God.
The Wait, triggered did he a memory. Suck?
No. I got called to the principal's office once.
Only once?
Once.
Dang, I lived there.
Once. Wasn't even my fault.
Yep.
I don't know if you were there at the time. But you remember our friend, I don't know if I can say the name.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways, he like sent like this cryptic message on MySpace.
I think it was Facebook, wasn't it?
There's no Facebook.
Oh, it was MySpace? Yeah.
MySpace.
Yeah.
And it says something like, because we were at anime club at the time.
Yeah.
And then he said something like, we're going to play Super Smash Brothers at anime club today. And then Chuck Norris must die.
Yeah, like, and he was very foreign.
Yeah.
He was our very foreign friend. He's like fresh from the Philippines, but he grew up
no,
there.
No, he wasn't fresh.
He sounded like it.
What? Stop.
He did. Did he not seem super
no,
Filipino?
He's not.
He's not super Filipino. Was he our most Filipino friend that
no.
lived in America?
No, that's Who? Dean. That's Dean.
What?
Dean. That's Dean.
Dean. So if somebody met Dean and... You'd... Oh, sorry. bleep the second name. If somebody met Dean and the other guy,
yeah.
You think they'd be like...
Yes, that'd be like Dean is more Filipino.
No way!
100%,
What do you
dude?
Mean? Dean's like gangster.
The other...
He's like Durham. He's like, hey, what's up, man?
What's up, man?
That's how
but
he has
always... an accent.
Does he?
He does.
Okay.
Anyways, he said that little thing, the threat to the principal. Went to the principal's office. I don't know why. They interrogated me so bad. I was so scared, dude. I was like, did
well,
I do something
like,
wrong?
Knowing that guy, I would be scared if I was the principal, too. Because he was a little off.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
He was a little scary.
Yeah, a little bit. A little bit.
It's like a little like, oh, maybe like keep one eye on him.
It's more like, you know, when you meet like someone and they're like, oh, my God, he could be a serial killer.
Yeah, like
vibes.
I bet he collects knives.
He did.
Yeah, I know.
I met.
He collected
yes.
like ninja stuff, too.
Yeah, the spinny three-bladed knives.
Yeah.
Whoa, that was cool. But sure, he's fine now. Hopefully.
Yeah.
I hope he's doing well.
Yeah, me too.
But yeah, I remember going to the principal's office, they asked me a lot of questions, interrogated me for like...
You didn't know why you were going there?
No.
You learned everything in there.
I learned
Did
everything in there.
Did you even see the post before that?
Nope.
Okay.
0 point. Did you?
No.
Yeah.
I never got interrogated.
Oh, you went to the principal's office too for that?
Not for that.
Oh, okay.
For
I did.
Every other reason.
They're like, oh my God. That was kind of racist though, because like, let's just interrogate all the brown guys.
Yeah, no, but also you guys were his friend group. Like, I don't think I was at the high school yet. I think it was, like, right before I got there.
But I, like, barely talked to him, though. Back in high... Oh, yeah, anyways.
Oh, yeah, definitely, yeah.
Anyways, I never saw him again after that. They, like, kicked him out, expelled him, and then put him to, like, the... I forgot what it's called, but this
is
the
school...
Is that
why he disappeared?
Yeah.
I didn't know.
He got expelled and sent to like the school for like troubled student school.
That's crazy. That probably changed his whole trajectory because he made that joke thinking it was funny.
Yeah.
Because like, I don't think he meant it at all like that. I don't think he was trying to do anything.
He probably, I don't know.
I think he was just joking, thinking nobody would see it.
I think so too.
Yeah. And then some teacher saw it or something and said, hey.
Yeah. Yeah. Man, this conversation bringing up so much like.
That's crazy.
Like, whoa, remember that?
Because he still lived in our neighborhood for a while, right?
Yep. I remember going neighborhood, turn left.
Yeah, he was. Remember? And then Jeff was to the right.
To the right, yeah.
Yeah. And then we were up ahead.
Yep.
You know, my fifth grade best friend, Randall.
Yeah.
And then we went to different middle schools and then we went to different high schools. But fifth grade, I didn't see him again. And then 11th grade, I moved into your neighborhood and he lived there. And I was like, dude, what? And he was like, what? And we were just friends again. And I remember he was like the coolest kid at his middle school. Like there was, I heard stories about him from my school.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, all the time. They're like, oh, this guy ran, like he's the cool guy over there. And I was like, oh. And then I remember he just like protected me a lot.
Oh, wow.
Like somebody, there was this group of people that.
In high school?
Yeah, in high school.
Oh, wow.
I lived in Northern. A group of guys came to my house and paintballed my house.
Oh.
Yeah. And then
damn.
I remember looking everywhere. I was trying to find out who did this, what happened, because Andrew was crying. He's like 2 or 3, and it made him cry because it was just so loud.
Yeah, that's messed
up. And I was like, what? What? And so we didn't even do anything. It was just some guys that were jealous of me, or they just didn't like me because like girls like me. So they were like, he sucks. And I'm like, oh.
Oh, my God.
So then I went to everybody's house that I thought it could be. I was trying to figure it out, and I finally figured out the group that it was. And then I told my friend about it, and he was like, oh, we got to make sure that doesn't happen again.
Oh.
And we're like 16, 17.
How did you find out who did it?
I think they started bragging to people.
Oh.
And then I just like got word of who it was.
Got it.
And then it turns out I did go to the house and they were hiding in the garage and they just turned all the lights off and didn't answer the door.
Oh.
And I was like, oh. So then my friend was like, we can't let that happen again. And I was like, oh, what? And he was like, let's go. And then we got in his car and he had BB guns. And I was like, this is dangerous, but I must protect my family.
Oh, yeah.
And my dad was too old because like they were my age and they're minors, so he can't do anything.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, this is going to fall on my shoulders, huh?
Yeah.
And then I remember telling my dad, I was like, hey, I'm going to take care of this. And then he was like, just don't do anything. Just be careful. Don't do anything crazy.
Oh,
and I was like,
that?
Yeah. And I was like, okay. But he knew that he couldn't do anything.
Yeah.
And I was the only one.
Yeah.
And it was because of me. It wasn't because of Aaron.
I would be so scared of like, your dad, dude. I would be like, yo.
Yeah.
Like, you might get shot, bro.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
Yeah, I don't know.
He said that? So, that's crazy.
I mean, he knew I wasn't going to do anything crazy. And he knew the guys that did that. They weren't dangerous.
Okay.
So he was just like, oh, they're just paintballs. They're just like.
Yeah.
They probably thought it was like they were so cool. So then my friend was like, I got you. And I was like, dang, he's been through some stuff because he grabbed his BB guns and his brother came with us. And
damn.
And he knew what to do. And he was like, he's like, that's the house? I was like, yeah, that's the house. That's the leader of the guy that was like messing with us. And he was like, that's his car? I was like, yep. And then he said, all right. And he told his brother, he said, hey, you drive. And then so his brother drove by the house like a little slower and we like scanned it. We saw the car. We're like, okay. And then we drove by it again. And we're like, okay. Nobody's around. And then he was like, okay. And then the next time we came by it, he like parked. Me and him got out and he's like, leave the car on. And we got out and we like snuck up to the car and we busted out all his windows in his car.
God.
Yeah. And he never talked to me again. He never messed with my family again. He just like never communicated with me ever again.
Damn.
And that's how I got him out of my life.
That's
but
crazy.
But it went to the extreme. But I was like, this guy sucks. Like he's causing problems.
Yeah,
my
dude,
family's
that's
calling,
messed up.
You know
bro.
The guy. Yeah, he was causing problems with our fan group, causing problems with like my family, everything. He scared my little brother in the middle of the night.
That's messed up.
Yeah,
he was a little crazy too. A little tweaky, tweaky.
Yeah, he was super crazy.
Man, how can we hang out with tweaky people all the time?
Well, we don't know. We got his life experiences.
That is true, but we attract tweaky people.
I think we were just gullible kids. Like, we were like, everybody's good.
Kids, adults too.
Yeah, adults too, yeah. So we just got to, we learning.
That
at least
crazy.
Neither of us turned into those crazy people that we dealt with.
Oh my God, thanks YouTube.
Yeah.
YouTube kept us a little boredom boredom goes somewhere creative. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Randall kind of reminds me, he's telling the story, it's like that one friend. It's like the cool guy.
Yeah, he was a cool guy. It's he was.
Hey, man. All right, let's go. All right. See you tomorrow, man.
I remember just being like 14 or something, and then I like met up with him, and I was like, oh, what? I haven't seen you in forever. I didn't live in the neighborhood yet. And then he was like, I got a girlfriend, or like, oh yeah, I just broke up with this girl, I got this girl, and he's like, you want to see her? And I was like, yeah, we didn't have phones back then because we're so young.
Yeah.
And he's like, here's a picture of my ex. And
then a Polaroid or something?
It was just like a little picture. And then I was like, oh, cool.
The good old days. Good
and
old
he's
days.
Like, you can keep them. I got a new girlfriend. I was like, oh, okay. So then I put him in my wallet because I was like, I guess that's what you do with these pictures. And he took it out of his. So I was like, okay. And then I went to school and I remember taking something out of my wallet, and another girl was like, who's that? And I was like, I guess I'll say what my friend said. I was like, oh, that's my ex-girlfriend. And because I'm 14. And then she was like, oh my God, you dated her? And I was like, I mean, a little bit on and off, you know. And they were like, do you? And they were like, oh my God. And I knew the name. I knew her name. I was like, yeah, me and Stephanie. Yeah, like it didn't work out, but it was cool. And then she was like, oh, and she showed her friends, and all her friends are like, oh my God. Because she was like the most popular girl at that school. So they all knew who that girl was.
No way.
And I remember being like, oh, I hope this doesn't come back to bite me. And then I remember my friend hit me up again, and he was like, hey, so you still got, I probably got to get those pictures back. I was like, yeah.
Dang, word spread quick,
bro. I didn't
know
what to say. But I remember being, I had a few funny stories with him.
Dang, that's
in fifth grade,
wild.
Me and him, when he was my best friend the first time, we were walking by, and we were walking by the popular girl group, and the popular girl group was like, hey, Alex, and I was walking with Randall, and I was like, huh? And they were on top of the monkey bars, and then there's this girl named Jessica Willman, I think. And
that sounds so familiar to me.
Yeah, she was like, she was probably the fifth grade hot girl when you were in fourth grade. Oh, no, you weren't there.
I wasn't there.
She went to Carrington.
She went to Northern.
I think she went to Northern too, yeah.
Yeah, okay, I remember.
But she was like, her friend was like, I heard you have a crush on Jessica. And then I was like, and I look at Randall, I was like, and then he was like, and I look back and I was like, so? And then I ran away. And I was like, dang, like that, I could have like had my first like real relationship right there. And I was like, so? And I remember running and just like me and my friend laughing.
Dang, that's crazy.
And then you went to college.
Then I went to college. I went to Durham Technical Community College.
Yep.
Because the only college that I applied to was Duke University.
That's really the only one?
Yeah. I was like, if I don't get in, because my mom had like because she worked at Duke, and then if we
got
get
like a
in,
discount,
they had a, like a 40% discount
because
it's a private school thing.
Yeah.
So I was like, I'll try. I don't know if I'll get it.
Yeah.
I didn't get it. I mean, yeah,
it's
to,
hard.
4.0 GPA. You
what
have
did
to be
you
like
have?
Valid, like a 3.
Oh. Yeah. Why did you think you were going to get into Duke?
Because my mom worked for Duke.
Oh, you didn't think your grades mattered.
Yeah. I was like, my mom's a nurse at Duke.
For 20 years now.
Come on.
Let me in.
Yeah. So I didn't get in, so I just went to Durham Tech. It was pretty lit, though.
Yeah.
I actually didn't mind the college experience.
How was NC State?
It was
like
it was
I was
fun.
There, but not in the school part of it.
Yeah, it was actually pretty fun. Got the college life. I just loved going to the gym, I guess.
Yeah.
Because the gym was like upstairs.
Oh, it was super nice.
Yeah, I remember.
And the basketball court.
Basketball court.
It had
huge.
Like 10 basketball courts.
Yeah, I was like, damn, bro.
Yeah.
This is sick. It was cool, man. You know, I still have nightmares about college for some reason.
Why?
It's like I always miss a test, or I'm always late for something or something. It's always college. And I wake up so anxious, like, oh my God, I got to finish college. But then I realize I did. So, I don't know. Maybe some internal trauma.
I can't believe I never got held back. I got bad grades.
Yeah.
Like, never got good grades. I never, every morning she would come around and collect everybody's homework. I never had my homework.
How do you think you got through? They
I don't know.
Feel bad or something?
I don't know.
Yeah, he's good. Move on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think it's because the teachers liked me and they never held me back. They just like, they were my friends. I made them laugh every day.
Okay.
And then they're just like, oh, it's okay. Go ahead. And I'm like, okay.
I mean, that works.
Yeah, I know, but that's not good.
It's not. I mean, the thing is, like, you get distracted a lot. You know that.
Yeah, but I, like, did not meet the requirements for 12 years in a row. I went to the next grade.
But you met their humor requirements.
I guess.
And they're like, he's going to go far in life. Keep smiling, boy.
Yeah, I guess. But I really never held back. And I would get, like, C is the highest I would ever get. I can't remember. I mean, on like overall grade, I can't remember ever getting higher than a C.
That's fine. C's get degrees. Though. What'd they say?
I guess, but I had a lot of F's and D's too.
But C's get degrees. That's what they say.
I guess, yeah.
You know, as an academic probation in college, that means like you have to get your grades above like a 3.0.
Yeah, to stay in college.
To stay, or else they kick you out.
Yeah.
Yeah. I had the first semester, I had an academic probation. That's why I changed majors.
Why? Because there was a lower recommendation or requirement? And
no, it was just easier.
Oh.
I'm going to change my major. College, dang, not worth it. But I have to finish. Yeah.
That's crazy.
The thing is, I took the wrong major too.
Film?
Film studies.
Ah, I think Andrew did the same thing.
He took the wrong major?
I don't know. I think it's something film related, and he did not take the one he wanted to.
Oh. Yeah, I just wrote essays about film. I wanted to do production work, but it's a different thing. Anyways.
He freaking is supposed to have like one more semester.
Yeah.
And then he found out he needs another year to graduate.
That's my dream sometimes.
So,
I'm like, oh my God.
He has to do five. So he thought he had one semester and now he has three. And he's like, oh.
He's going to dream about this.
Yeah.
He's going to be traumatized.
And I was like, what if you just like pack this semester like super hard, like where you like don't have time for anything else. He's like, that's what I'm doing right now, and I still have to do another one. And I was like, oh, I didn't realize. I thought you were like taking it easy, like doing like easier semesters.
Yeah,
because he said, oh, I only have classes on Tuesdays and Thursdays.
College sucks,
and I was like,
man.
Oh, there you go.
I can see why people get so sad in college, bro.
Yeah,
you know, I slept in the library once.
Oh, why? On but, accident?
No, because I just was studying.
And you fell asleep?
No, I literally brought a pillow, everything. I was like, I'm just going to study until 5 a.m., wake up at 7 a.m., so, and then just walk across the street, go to class, take the test.
And you didn't get, they didn't say anything?
You can't sleep in the library.
Oh.
You know that, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I had my own beanbag, found a corner. I was like, ugh, all right.
Oh, dang.
It's crazy, man. It's trauma. No wonder why I have nightmares.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Dang.
Anyways, after that, we moved here.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Being an adult's nice.
It was nice to know. And then how was it for you going from like crazy schedule? How long was it between college, graduating, and going?
To what?
To California.
Ooh.
It was quick?
No, 5 years in college.
Oh, no. From graduating college to moving to California.
Oh, like 2 months?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We went quick.
It was like, boom, boop. Like, right.
Oh, let's
damn.
Go. Time to start our career.
I was like, damn, bro. Didn't say bye. Didn't have a goodbye tour or anything. It was like, tour?
Oh, we did. Yeah, we had a goodbye party.
We had a goodbye pizza party.
Yeah.
I was like, all right, yeah.
I remember. I think we were both surprised. Like, we didn't know it was happening.
Yeah.
And then it was just this pizza place next to near our house.
It was the best pizza place.
What was it called again?
I don't know.
And I remember you were there already. And I got there. And I still didn't know what was going on until I walked in. And then I was like, oh, I recognize everybody here. And then I was like, oh. And then I was like, oh, like, oh yeah, we're leaving. And then I was like scanning. I was like, hey, everybody. And then when I like saw you in the middle, like where they set up like a photo booth.
Yeah.
And you were just bawling. That's when I realized, oh, I'm supposed to be sad. So then I started crying because I was like, I realized why you were crying. And I was like, oh, look what you did. I started crying. They were both just crying like crazy.
Yeah, I was sad.
Yeah, I was.
That chapter was done.
That was a surprising day. I was like, whoa, what?
Yeah, I remember.
What? Oh, huh?
And then we moved the next day. I remember that. But I just remember he was bawling. Like, this is the last time. I probably won't see you as much.
It's so crazy how much we didn't know. Because, like, it just feels like your whole world's ending. But we were doing really well. We could have came back every weekend if we wanted to.
To where?
North Carolina.
I did.
Yeah,
like
we
once
did.
A month, yeah.
Yeah, but like it just seemed so scary. I remember as a kid having other cousins like stay with us for like a week because we lived in North Carolina and then they were from like Florida or they were from Japan or they were from, and I remember every first week they would just cry. And I was like, Yeah, they would cry at
night. California?
Because they've never been that far away from their families.
Oh.
For that long. And I remember like, whoa. And it happened all the time.
Wait. Whenever
a cousin from like Japan would come stay with us for a week, or Kentucky, our cousin from Kentucky we grew up with would come stay with us for a week in North Carolina, or like anywhere from Florida, like they want to stay with us for over the summer. Yeah, they would come with us.
Oh, got it.
And then they would hang out with us, and then I would just always find them crying randomly because they're kids and they just never been away.
Yeah. They're used to like routine and like faces and things.
And seeing their parents every day, and they're like, whoa. Yeah. It's the first time solo, but not really. You're with family.
I know. But it's just different.
Yeah.
So I get it.
And now we're here, and now another chapter's ending.
And you're moving back.
Are you going to surprise me at a pizza parlor?
I might.
That'd be crazy.
I might. I actually might.
I don't know what I'm going to do. Like, I'm too old to have like a going away party, right?
Keep it brief.
Yeah, I don't know what to do.
What are you leaving? I'll set it up. Don't worry about it.
But it has to... I don't know how this works.
I'm not going to set it up.
Okay.
That's too much work, actually. I'm a dad. I have a baby. Yeah.
But also, Alexis, it would be for her, too. And then, also Aaron and Ronnie. So, what do we even do? Do we all have our own? Do we do a combined one?
Just combine it all. Rent out, like, you know what would be a good place? Dave and Buster's. Get a nice little room. And then the spicy food thing. Wasabi thing, yeah. It's pretty chill. You have the room. People can just go out. There's a booth there. I think that'll be very sweet.
That would be nice, yeah.
Yeah, that's a really good one.
Dang, are we out of here?
Yes. Just mixed emotions or more mainly excited?
I think mainly just ready for the relief.
Yeah.
And like we've been living this fast-paced LA life with the go you're for good. 12
Plus
years.
You got your heaven on earth with you at all times.
My heaven on earth.
You should be A-okay. I mean, you've been there.
I think it's just just got to figure it out. See what's up. See what's up over there.
We talked about our childhood, middle school, high school. Leaving, now you're going back.
And it always makes me think back about freaking our parents moving here. Like, whoa.
What do you mean?
From the Philippines. Like, whoa. Dude. They really...
Yeah.
They had it crazy. They went to a different country that speaks a different language.
Like...
And I'm like, they couldn't... And then they couldn't afford to see their family again whenever they wanted to. Like, we could.
No. Like, my dad hasn't even seen it. He's probably seen his mom and dad probably like 3 times the past 30 years.
Damn. Yeah, my mom, I bet, less than 10 times in the past 30 years, yeah.
That's crazy, right?
That's crazy.
Like, they really said, like... I can imagine, like, when they, like, actually left the Philippines.
Yeah.
I wonder if, like they knew they weren't going to see them, like, single digit on my hands amount of times when they left. That's kind of heartbreaking.
I think it's the American dream. Like, it was, like, it wasn't, like, foreign. Like, they were, like, oh, you're lucky if you get to get married and go. So it's probably, like, excited, but also, like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they really, really had to, like, adjust their priorities, like families first, no matter what.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, guys.
And that's it.
Putting you to C tier, I guess.
Dang.
Dang, man.
I know.
Yeah, that's nice talking to you, bro.
I think to continue the podcast, how's this going to work? Because I was thinking Drake and Josh, where you are on a couch and I'm on another couch, and then we just cut it in the middle, and then you have a Zoom call that you're facing, and then I'll have a Zoom call that I'm facing, and we can like look at each other, and then just splice it down the middle.
We'll see. I mean, we'll try one episode.
I think we got to figure out lighting, though, because we got to have the same lighting.
We don't. I mean, they know you're gone.
No, I know, but I feel like it'll just, if one side's bright and the other one's not, then it's like, it's one's natural lighting and one's room lighting. So we got to figure out, but then we got to think about the time zone difference, too. So we're going to have to nail this down.
We'll figure it out.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm gonna figure it out.
Yeah, because if you do 12 and I do 3, that's similar light.
That's true.
Yeah.
Dang. 2.5 months, you said?
2.5 months.
All right. Wanna shoot some free throws?
let's go shoot some free throws. Let's go make some memories.
Thanks, make some more memories. Yeah, she's
time
leaving.
Is fleeting. We're all dying.
But yes, we will all perish. Make the most of your time before you perish. Okay. Bye.